January 11th, 2010, you're listening to The Rate Watch. If you're a real estate professional or currently seeking to buy or refinance a home, this is the show that's guaranteed to save you money. Hey, welcome to the show. My name is Quinn. I am your host. It's great to be back in 2010. It's already here. Can you believe it? And we're back from the holidays, so we're going to kick it off strong and carry this through for the rest of the year. That means for you, there are 52 more episodes of action-packed rate and mortgage information. And I want to also share with you guys my New Year's resolutions. I was in the mountains for the holidays, and the mountain air tends to motivate you. So here's what I'm going to put on the table for everybody out there that's listening to the show on a regular basis. As you know, I really like doing the Rate Watch show, but it came to strike me that there's also a lot of real estate information out there that I don't get to share with people on this show. And I'm a guy with 12 years of mortgage banking experience. I've done commercial and residential transactions. And I started to say, you know, I think we need to do another show that kind of involves more of the real estate aspect, not just acquiring financing, but, you know, general real estate talk. And we're going to put that show out. So in addition to this show, if you subscribe, we're also going to put out another show that's just going to be real estate talk, and we're going to bring in guests and do interviews. It's going to be a real fun show. Now, we also have, in addition to that show that's already been running, that's our Chairborne Commandos show, and that's kind of skewed towards the military environment. It's just a really fun talk show. It's as random as it gets. Those are all shows that we welcome you to subscribe to. Like I said, if you're already subscribing to this show, you will also start getting the other real estate show, and we don't even have a name for it yet, but it'll be coming out, and I hope you guys enjoy that. We're really going to bring some good stuff to the table, just like this show. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can reach us at 310 US Navy 1. That's our phone number, and this is not recorded live, so if you do ring in, you'll probably get a voicemail, but you can leave a voicemail message. And then we'll answer that question, if you have one, on the following show, and we'll be able to play that back so everybody can hear your question as well. We've got email. You can reach us at info@valoanstore.com. And we've also got a website, which I am on it right now, and it is awesome. It's valoanstore.com. So check that stuff out, and let's get to the rate report. The 10-year Treasury opened in negative territory today and is currently at 3.82% and climbing. Now, that would put the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at approximately 5.82% nationwide. And remember how we calculate that. Anytime you're curious as to where rates may be, you don't have to call your bank and say, hey, what's your rate today? You can simply go online, look up the 10-year Treasury, and add 2 points to that. That's going to be where the par average is, and that should be within maybe a quarter of a point. It's going to be that close. And the reason for that is mortgage rates are based on the 10-year Treasury, so it's pretty simple. Now, for the rest of the week, it's going to be busy. We've got 6 pieces of economic data to take in and 2 Treasury auctions. So if you've been listening to the show, this ranks right up there with pretty much complete chaos. Now, of these reports, let's take a look at the ones that could really be important to the mortgage market. We want to zero in on what's really going to matter, and then we're going to show you what you need to do or how to react appropriately. And the first thing we want to look at is the Federal Reserve's Beige Book Report. And I know the Beige Book Report, the name in itself sounds scary. It's simply named that after the color of the cover of the book. But the details within this report, basically what this report covers are the economic conditions throughout the U.S. by region. And since the Federal Reserve relies heavily on their committee meetings, the results of this report can have a fairly big impact on the financial markets and mortgage rates if any surprises are revealed. So keep that in mind. That'll be coming out on Wednesday. We also have two important Treasury auctions. Those are scheduled for release Wednesday and Thursday, where we will see the 10-year notes and the 30-year bonds go to sale. Now, of the two, the 10-year sale is the most important one because it really gives us the best indication of where mortgage demand is in regards to mortgage-related securities. Now, if bond sales are strong and there is investor demand Thursday afternoon, that'll be good news for mortgage rates. And consequently, we could see mortgage rates go down Thursday afternoon. Conversely, if there's no investor demand and the bonds are not purchased at the auction, we could see rates go up Thursday afternoon. So keep that in mind. Also for Thursday, there's going to be December's retail sales data. That is scheduled for release. And this is a very important report because consumer spending is essentially two-thirds of the U.S. economy. And any related data is watched very closely. Now, current forecasts are calling for an increase in sales of approximately 0.5%. And if we see a smaller than expected increase in the sales report, that would be good news for mortgage rates. Now, moving on to Friday, this is going to be another huge day as we are going to see three relevant reports on the agenda. The first of which is December's Consumer Price Index, the CPI, and this is one of the most important monthly reports because it measures inflationary pressures at the consumer level of the economy. And the overall index is expected to rise 0.2%, while the core data is expected to increase 0.1%. Now, weaker than expected readings should lead to bond improvements, and consequently, that means lower mortgage rates. Also, Friday at 9:15 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to see December's Industrial Production Report. And this is the second report that will be posted Friday. This report basically gives us an outline of U.S. factory, mine, and utility output. It gives us a good indication of where manufacturing sector strength lies, good or bad, you know. Current forecasts are calling for an increase in production of 0.6% from November's level. Now, if we see smaller than expected increases, that's going to be good news again for bonds and mortgage rates, and consequently could move rates lower Friday. But if there's any surprises in this report, the opposite is always true. It works just like a teeter-totter, and we could see higher mortgage rates due to this report. And lastly, but definitely not least, the final report of the week scheduled for Friday is January's preliminary reading from the University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment. This index measures consumer willingness to spend and can usually have an impact on the financial markets. It's got enough impact to change where mortgage rates are currently priced. Good news for this report would be if we get a weaker than expected reading, and right now the number is 73.8. And if we see a weaker than expected reading, the 73.8, that's going to be good news again for mortgage rates and good news for the bond market. So overall, I think Thursday and Friday are going to end up being the most important days of the week. Without a doubt, that's when the majority of the reports will be released. And because they're going to be lined up almost back to back, rates could shift quite a bit each day. And we could see two or three pricing adjustments, good or bad, both Thursday and Friday. So my best advice to you is definitely, if you're in the mortgage business, keep in touch with your mortgage professional, whoever that may be. And here is the answer to the million-dollar question. If you're currently in the mortgage market looking to buy or refinance a home and your closing is expected to take place within the next 60 days, I would lock all loans scheduled to close within the next 7 days. If your loan is scheduled to close between 8 and 60 days, I would float those mortgages. And that's all we have time for this week. Thank you for tuning in. Keep your eyes peeled for the next show, which will be released on this very same subscription. So if you're getting this show, like I mentioned earlier, you will also get the other real estate show, and it's going to be great. It's going to be also recorded live. We'll be streaming a live feed through Ustream. And you can get all the information on the VA Loan Store website. There'll be interactive chat. There'll be video. There'll be live phone calls. It's going to be a very productive hour. And we hope to see you there. Take care.